On World Malaria Day, there's been news of an experimental method of vaccination against malaria that succeeded in giving immunity. Dr. Robert Sauerwein and his colleagues from the Netherlands reported their findings in the medical journal The Lancet. Professor Brian Greenwood from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine co-wrote the commentary article to this research in The Lancet, and he explained to me what the Dutch scientists have done and what this means.
What they have done is they've shown that when people are infected with malaria by mosquitoes, at the time that they're receiving a drug, in this case chloroquine, that stops the parasite from multiplying in the blood and making them sick, they are then protected against malaria subsequently. So this is acting like a vaccine.
How do you use, or how would you use this then? Practically, would you actually infect people with malaria?
I don't think this could be done as an actual way of vaccinating people in the field. So why it's important is that it's telling us something about the mechanisms of immunity to malaria. And this will help us in designing vaccines that could work in a different way.
So what might we get out of this new understanding then?
I think this may help in the design of new vaccines. And what was striking in the paper that's just been published in The Lancet is that some of the people who were in this experiment 2 years ago were still protected 2 years afterwards when they were challenged with malaria again. So this really quite simple approach was actually giving them 2 years protection. But Dr. Sauerwein and his colleagues are not suggesting that this is a practical way of vaccinating children in Africa, but it's helping us to understand how you can get immunity to malaria and will help us in designing different approaches to vaccination.
So do you think that we will have a vaccine for malaria in the near future?
Yes, there is one coming along, and it's really getting quite near to the stage in which this might actually be applied. And a big event will be happening in September when the results from a trial that's been conducted in, I think it's 7 countries in Africa, in 15,000 children, with a vaccine called RTSS, which is made by GlaxoSmithKline. So the results of that trial will be available in September, and we expect there will be an announcement in Seattle in October that this vaccine has worked, which we hope it will. I mean, there's every reason to suspect that that will be the case, but we obviously can't be absolutely sure, which is why one has to do these experiments.
How much hope is there at the moment for getting on top of the problem of malaria all over the world, and particularly in places like Africa?
I think a lot of progress has been made, and this is one of the advantages of having a World Malaria Day. It does give an opportunity for people to appreciate that success is being achieved, and malaria really is going down quite markedly in some countries. But what seems to be happening is that there seems to be quite a lot of difference between, even in Africa, different parts of Africa. And in some countries, malaria is certainly by no means controlled at all. So there's still a lot more to do. But the fact that we are getting success in Kenya, Zambia, the Gambia, is really encouraging and shows that the very large investment in money that's taking place now is actually achieving some effects.
So what would you say to people all over the world? What should they be thinking? What's their most urgent thing to do to prevent malaria or to treat it if it's present?
Well, I think people recognise that there isn't just one thing. I mean, we have two or three tools that we can use, and those are spraying houses, using insecticide, treating bed nets, and making sure that people who do get sick get treated with an effective drug, and particularly the ones that are based on artemisinin. And if you do all those fairly simple things, in many parts of the area of the world where malaria is endemic, you really will get quite a dramatic effect. But that's not enough to completely get rid of it. And so the first priority is to make sure that everybody has access to those simple tools. But then we're going to need some new ones, and they may be vaccine will perhaps come into that.
Brian Greenwood, Professor of Clinical Tropical Medicine at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, talking with me on World Malaria Day 2011. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.